For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House says President Trump could support an immigration bill put forward by moderate House Republicans, a bill that would provide a path to citizenship for so-called Dreamers. After the president's earlier statement saying he opposed a moderate immigration bill, the White House walked back his remarks, saying he would sign either of the two bills that Republicans are working on. One is a hard right proposal. The other is a compromise plan drafted by the GOP's conservative and moderate wings. The moderate bill would mandate that children would not be separated from families entering the U.S. illegally. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan tells our lawmakers to stop arguing and agree on a measure that works.
You bet we got some cold laws that need to be enforced in a very prudent, just way. We also need a good dose of the heart.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty, Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Defense Secretary James Mattis was the honored speaker in New York as he delivered the commencement address at the Merchant Marine graduation ceremony. He told the graduates the United States needs them today probably more than at any other time in history.
I would say for all of you, what we really need is, as the poet puts it, we need those who are willing to go far from the comfort and well-lit avenues of life, and you're going to do that.
President Trump's travel ban is soon to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court as it issues decisions before the end of the month on the cases argued before it. Soon after the president tried to ban visitors and immigrants from several Muslim-majority nations, federal judges in some states began to block the travel restrictions. They said they were unconstitutional because they discriminated against Muslims. The Supreme Court will decide whether the president has the executive power to issue such an order. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two sheriff's deputies killed in the Kansas City area during a prisoner transport are being remembered and honored by the city they served. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
The second sheriff's deputy shot yesterday in Kansas City died early this morning from her wounds. Deputy Teresa King died just after midnight following Friday's shooting that left her partner, Officer Patrick Rohrer, dead. They were transporting an inmate to a court appearance when he turned on them and grabbed one of their guns. Major Kelly Bailiff is a Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy.
These were two bright and intelligent, wonderful personalities.
The inmate is still in the hospital recovering from his gunshot wound. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump is defending himself after receiving criticism for praising North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
Saying that because he has a good relationship now with the North Korean leader, the U.S. has a very good relationship with North Korea as well. The president saying outside the White House Friday morning,
when I came in, people thought we were probably going to war with North Korea. If we did, millions of people would have been killed.
Trump telling reporters he and the administration are pushing North Korea hard on denuclearization, quote, as fast as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.